It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Just ahead, we'll hear about the race to win West Virginia's 3rd congressional district.
I do not agree with everything that Ojeda says, but he will tell you to your face exactly what he feels and what he believes. There's no secrets with him regarding what he wants to do.
Also, residents living near an unreclaimed Kentucky coal mine say they're afraid of more flood damage.
And you're really afraid to lay down and go to sleep at night. It's like a nightmare. You're afraid what's going to happen next.
It's a common problem in coal country, but in this case, the mine belonged to West Virginia's governor. We'll have that story from the Ohio Valley Resource just ahead. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia's 3rd congressional district is one of the country's most closely watched U.S. House races in the 2018 general election. Richard Ojeda of Logan is an Army veteran and Democratic state senator who became an advocate for striking teachers. He's running against Carol Miller, a Republican state delegate, bison farmer, and small business owner from Huntington, who's backed by Donald Trump. Molly Bourne reports.
It was shortly after the teacher strike. Andrew Thomas was standing in front of his 5th grade social studies class at Mullins Middle School in Wyoming County, and he told them things were different now. Thomas is a conservative Republican, and he voted for Trump, but he was showing his students a video of Democrat Richard Ojeda. Thomas was fired up, much like the candidate himself. Ojeda's latest commercial includes footage from the strike at the Capitol in Charleston. And there's Thomas, right in front.
I will stand with the working class citizens over all else. If you're not for the people of West Virginia, hit the road.
But when Thomas voted early last week, he didn't settle on Ojeda after all. He said he thought Ojeda had been using teachers to get the votes he needs to get to Congress. And he thinks he'll actually forget about them there. He says Ojeda's been too aggressive on social media at times. All that, and Ojeda's vote last legislative session against the constitutional amendment that would move the state one step closer to banning Medicaid-funded abortions.
You know, I'm for a woman's right to choose, but, not funded by my tax dollars. And that really was an issue for me personally, just for my moral stance. And I couldn't vote for him solely based because he backed my profession. I had to look at the whole picture.
And though she's a fellow Republican, Carol Miller wasn't an option either. So he says he left the race blank. Thomas is turned off that she's received money from the pharmaceutical lobby. He says some fellow teachers have been shocked by his decision, but he thinks others are similarly stuck.
What is he going to do for teachers? He's not going to be a state representative anymore. You know, he could make a bigger impact as a state rep.
There are some, though, who are still energized by Ojeda's campaign. Matt McCormick is a Mountain Party voter originally from Boone County, but he's now a social studies teacher at Princeton Senior High School in Mercer County. He and his wife are both teachers and local union leaders, and they already voted.
I think he really has a fundamental understanding of what it is that we face in this state in terms of health care and lack of competitive pay.
A lot of money has poured into this race. Miller has raised $1.6 million, and Ojeda has raised $2.2 million. Miller's team has turned down or not responded to interview requests from several news outlets, and Ojeda's campaign says she won't debate him. Nick Rahal is a Democrat who used to represent the 3rd House District. He's been watching this race closely, and he's dismayed by that lack of participation.
They need to see the candidate, they need to hear directly from the candidate, and they need to be able to question candidates who seek their trust.
This district voted for Trump by a nearly 50-point margin. Polling generally has Miller slightly ahead of Ojeda, but Ojeda has the backing of labor unions throughout the state. Ojeda says he's pro-coal, and he wants the state to be an energy leader again. He doesn't support appealing the Affordable Care Act, but says he would introduce a public insurance plan that would also mean bigger tax credits for families. He supports legalizing medical cannabis, which he says could be instrumental in fighting the opioid epidemic. He was the lead sponsor of the state's medical marijuana law. Here's Matt McCormick again.
You know, I do not agree with everything that Ojeda says. I don't agree with him on a couple of issues. I don't really agree with him on his support of Trump's coal policy because I feel like it's a detriment to the health of West Virginians. But he is out there, and He will tell you to your face exactly what he feels and what he believes. There's no secrets with him regarding what he wants to do.
Ojeda is also more accessible to voters. He gives out his phone number in one of his ads and says he'll answer himself. He's held Facebook Live town halls, and McCormick said he even talked to him at a concert. Carol Miller is more of a mystery. On her website, she says she wants to protect gas and coal, fund education, create jobs, end the opioid epidemic, and support Trump. But she doesn't provide any other details. Last week, she did appear on WOWK for a candidate profile, where she repeated a familiar refrain.
I am pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-America, pro-God.
She told the station that, like Ojeda, she wants to protect people with pre-existing conditions if the Affordable Care Act is repealed.
Do we repeal Obamacare and replace it? And in doing so, will you protect people with pre-existing conditions? You mentioned a bunch
Absolutely.
Of diabetes.
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Well, with good legislation, with good policy. And, you know, that's what people who are writing policy, that's what the attorneys in the committees and the policy makers, that we absolutely would put that in. There has been no talk ever of not including that. It's very important.
Appalachia has some of the highest rates of pre-existing health conditions in the nation. Trump has said they'll be protected if Republicans repeal the ACA, but Democrats are worried that ultimately won't be the case. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey and other officials have sued the federal government to overturn it.
That, you know, would be a big issue for me.
That's Joe White, a Democrat and the head of the West Virginia School Service Personnel Association, which represents about 8,000 West Virginians. He lives in Logan County, and he says he, his wife, and his son all have pre-existing conditions. White says he was an early supporter of Ojeda when he sponsored a bill in early February that would have used some natural gas severance taxes to help fund the Public Employees Insurance Agency.
Now, it didn't see the light of day. But he took that bill, he put his name on that bill, and he was a very strong supporter of that, and he's been a strong supporter of education employees and labor.
Election day is Tuesday. Polls are open from 6:30 in the morning to 7:30 in the evening. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:51. Mostly cloudy skies today. There's a chance of rain with highs in the 50s and 60s. Continued chance of rain tonight with lows in the 50s. Breezy tomorrow, a chance of rain and thunderstorms with highs in the 50s and 60s. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the Charleston Gazette-Mail. Using its CGM app to deliver the latest news, traffic, and weather alerts, keeping you in the know while you're on the go. Eastern Kentucky's Pike County, some residents have suffered numerous damaging flash floods. State inspectors say the floods were made worse by a nearby coal mine. The damaged mine lands have not been properly reclaimed, sending water rushing into neighboring properties. It's a common problem in coal communities. But what sets this one apart is that the coal mine is owned by the family of West Virginia's Governor Jim Justice. The Justice family companies are locked in a legal battle with Kentucky's regulators over the unreclaimed mine lands. As Sydney Bowles reports, residents are left yet again dealing with the mess.
That's the sound of a creek running where the road should be in front of Elvis and Laura Thacker's house in Pike County, Kentucky. The Thackers live about a quarter mile downhill from Bevin's Branch, a surface mine owned by the Kentucky Fuel Company, a Justice family company. On October 4th, rainfall overflowed a diversion ditch at the mine site. Torrents of water flooded down the mountain right into the Thackers' yard. The water was strong enough to uproot trees and send boulders rolling downhill. The road out of the Thacker's house completely washed away. Here's Laura Thacker.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be wide enough for him to get a vehicle and his trailers through. Well, see, it's gone now.
Elvis Thacker said he's considered giving up.
Yeah, we'd like, We've thought about just moving out of here. I mean, if it's going to keep happening, it don't look like it's going to get no better.
This isn't the first time this has happened. In 2016, the Ohio Valley Resource reported that a flood at this same site caused over $100,000 of damage just to the Thackers' home. The Energy and Environment Cabinet is the agency that oversees mine reclamation in Kentucky. The cabinet issued serious violations for the flooding on October 4th. They asked Kentucky Fuel to complete reclamation work at the site in 2015. 3 years later, the work isn't done.
We are in an ongoing litigation situation with the company to abate a significant amount of high wall.
That's John Mura, a spokesperson for the Energy and Environment Cabinet. High wall is the term for high cliffs that are left over after mine operators cut into mountaintops, and operators are supposed to restore the mountain to its original shape when they're done. Mura says just as companies have to reclaim 2.5 miles of high wall in Kentucky. As of April this year, almost half of that was at Bevins Branch. Documents from the court case over Justice Company's failure to clean up the mine sites show that Kentucky Fuel delayed reclamation work at Bevins Branch. In court documents, the Energy Cabinet accused Justice Companies of doing the easiest work and delaying harder reclamation jobs. As of now, Justice Companies owe Kentucky nearly $3 million in penalties for failure to clean up their mines. At Bevins Branch, the Energy Cabinet ordered Kentucky Fuel to fix the overflow diversion ditch and clean up the damage at the Thackers property and 5 other homes downstream. Richard Getty, a lawyer for the Justice Companies, questions whether his client is to blame.
If there are problems that are our fault, we will correct them. If there are problems because of the heavy rain and an act of God that's beyond our control, that's not our responsibility.
Getty also says the justices don't intend to pay the almost $3 million that Kentucky says is owed. Getty says the justice companies inherited many of the violations from previous owners and have worked hard to bring the site into compliance.
I believe the justice company should be applauded for all of its continuous efforts.
But coal community activists are skeptical.
So reclamation is historically known as just putting lipstick on a corpse.
That's Dustin White with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, an environmental advocacy group that's opposed to mountaintop removal mining. He says it's not unusual for companies to delay reclamation this way.
It's very typical for coal mines to try to delay and even, in a sense, weasel out of their reclamation responsibilities, mainly for the fact that it does cost money for them to do this.
Mura, the Energy Cabinet spokesman, says his agency hopes the justice companies take their reclamation obligations seriously. For now, the Thackers and their neighbors can only hope that Kentucky Fuel fixes the problem for good. The roads may be cleaned up, but the psychological scars remain. Laura Thacker says that with all the flooding she's seen, she has trouble sleeping when it rains. And Betty Short, who's 81, says she lives in fear, too. She lives by herself in a squat brown house across the road from the flood site. Back in 2016, she broke her collarbone when she slipped in mud from the landslide.
Oh, yeah, it does make you feel angry. It does. And you're really afraid to lay down and go to sleep at night. It's like a nightmare. You're afraid what's going to happen next.
The justice companies must pay the state $1,500 per day until they finish cleaning up the spill. If the problem isn't fixed soon, they'll likely be taken to court. Again. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pike County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.